What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll explore the music of saxophonist Claude Barthé, one of the unsung legends of the Avenue. Claude Barthé grew up in Naptown. He graduated from Crispus Attucks High School during the early 1950s and played on the school's legendary basketball team. He studied music at the Jordan Conservatory, and by 1958, Claude was a headline performer in jazz clubs around Naptown. In the early 1960s, Claude left Naptown, beginning a journey that would lead him to some of the greatest musicians and record labels in music. Over the years, Claude has made significant contributions to jazz, funk, disco, and Latin music. One of Claude's first opportunities to record came in 1966 when he joined the New York Latin Jazz Band, Hucho and the Latin Soul Brothers. Claude recorded three albums with Hucho, all released on the Prestige Records label. We'll hear three songs Claude recorded with Hucho now: Just for Kicks, Caravan, and Ay Mama. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're exploring the music of saxophonist Claude Barthé, one of the unsung legends of the Avenue. We just heard three tracks Claude recorded with Hucho and the Latin Soul Brothers. After leaving Hucho's group, Claude joined the band of jazz guitarist Grant Green. Claude performed on four of Grant Green's classic albums for Blue Note Records. Let's hear an example from Grant Green's 1970 album, Alive. This is It's Your Thing, featuring Claude Barthé on sax. We just heard guitarist Grant Green performing It's Your Thing, featuring the Naptown jazz great Claude Barthé on sax. On this week's show, we're exploring the music of Claude Barthé. Let's hear one more track Claude recorded with Grant Green from the 1970 album Green is Beautiful. This is Windjammer. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Claude Barthé after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're exploring the music of saxophonist Claude Barthé, one of the unsung legends of the Avenue. Claude was raised in Naptown and attended high school at Crispus Attucks. After spending several years performing on the local scene, Claude left Naptown and began performing and recording with artists like Grant Green and Pucho and the Latin Soul Brothers. In the mid-1970s, Claude had the opportunity to create his own band, Aquarian Dream. Aquarian Dream mixed jazz fusion with disco, funk, and soul. The band was co-founded by jazz star Norman Connors, who produced two of their three albums. Aquarian Dream never scored any hits, but their music remains popular today with fans of funky disco music. Let's listen to two songs from their 1976 debut album titled Norman Connors Presents Aquarian Dream. We'll hear Look Ahead and East 6th Street.
Next time.
We just heard two songs from Aquarian Dream, a group co-founded by the Naptown sax player Claude Barthé. On this week's show, we're exploring the music of Claude Barthé. In 1978, Aquarian Dream released their second album, Fantasy, also produced by Norman Connors. We'll hear three tracks from that record now. You're a Star, Ain't What You Say, and Do You Realize, which was written by Claude Barthé.
Hey girl, you're a star.
We just heard three songs from Aquarian Dream, a funky disco band co-founded by the Naptown sax player Claude Barthé. We have time for one more track from Aquarian Dream. We'll listen to Why Can't We Do It Like We Used to Do It off their final album, Chance to Dance, released in 1979. Thanks for joining us for this look back at the music of saxophonist Claude Barthé, one of the unsung legends of the Avenue. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.